ですね。
Okay, let's just start. The video camera's dead.
Oh. All right, the Seder. So we're up to Reish Ches, Sif, Beis, Sif Gimel. Just to clarify something, I wasn't clear about Reish Vav, just about when you make a bracha on food in front of you, is that if you don't have the food in front of you, so then if it's the same min, it's apples, so then it's fine. The question is, but it doesn't work if it's shahakol. You make a shahakol on fish and you want to eat candies. It doesn't work. However, what the post can say is that if it's the same, if the fish is still there and you bring the candies, then you can go from, you don't have to make another bracha on the candies. I wasn't clear about that. Okay. Reish Ches, we're up to Sif Gimel. Yishenoisim kemach asoch shkedim she'oisim l'chayla. You put kemach into some sort of almond mixture. Yishenoisim kenkedei she'yisod ha'lev. This is what we were talking about yesterday, a little bit, when it gets into a little more for it, about fillers. You put it in not because of the taste, but because it makes you full. Then you do make mezonos if it makes you full. We just need it to for consistency. And then you don't. V'toiv lahachmir. However, the Shulchan Aruch finishes and says it's better to be machmir leganos of chasuda. Acher bichasamoytzi you potter mimenu, because the shaila over here is. Really, the point is for tam, right? The chiyuv of brachos is it's only tastes good. For tam, gives flavor. It's hana, right? Now hana is a betin that you feel full is somewhere in between. If you put flour in just to make it creamy, that's okay. That's potel. It's tuffle. But you put it in to get hana a betin whatever to feel full. It's not clear hana, so the Mechaber says that it's better to eat it to chasuda. Akopani, I mean, nice. I don't, you know. But it could be just in this case, the Mishmur points out just in this case that since the could be the shkedim themselves also to make a person full, so you don't really need the flour as much. But it's obvious if it's just the flour giving substance, and you can just say mezonis. Achal dagon chay also klayos or shaluk. If you eat raw grains, or also klayos or shaluk hagarinim shleimim. Einu b'barach alabor pi adam achra b'rin afashos. The Tosfos has a suffix in brachos. We just say if it's wheat, they say al adama, but we don't paskin like that. Akoponim. If this is where the shaila of puff wheat comes in, that the shaila is that cooked or is that shalim, and that's. If you do eat a kazayis of barley, then you just take the same breed of fashion. So Tosfos is talking Yivarech Acha Baruch Hamin Shalosh of Al Ha'adama. L'chach Chosu Shalachu Shal Acha Elav Tochasuda Yifterenu Birchas Hamazam. So this is where the general thing with puffed wheat is you get into shilos, and that's why people who are they avoid eating puffed wheat. Because of the suffix bracha achrona, there are those who don't eat. Now also the question over here is also what about pearl barley? What the Rechaim discussed per barley, the klipa is off of it. So if you cook it, so then it's not shalim anymore. So therefore, these are only green shlemim. The shlemim which is not shalim already, that you do make mezonos on it. Only here things which are whole, yet like you know wheat berries or something like that, or they're whole. So then that's when you make a hadama. But so therefore, like if anyone else will say also with cholent, when you put barley in, there's also the shaila about is it ladabek, is it this? You know, all these halachas together is that if a person throws in barley into his cholent into the yotz design. They throw a little bit of barley in just to make the cholent thicker it's really just like bottle of miuto. So then you wouldn't make a mezonos on the cholent. However, if you put a nice amount of barley and beans don't just put like a sprinkling of barley in, then it doesn't turn the whole thing into and then it does turn into a mezonos. So to a soup,
the whole barley,
right? Then that also even wouldn't work, right? Well, that's only if it doesn't break up. If it breaks up, then it could be it does. If it breaks, it cooks long enough. Usually, it does break up.
See the whole barley.
Yeah.
Right. Even if it's pearl barley, then it is mezonos.
If it's pearl barley, it's mezonos.
If it's not pearl barley, then it's not mezonos.
It will depend. It depends how long you cook it for. If it's a whole grain and it comes out a whole grain after you cook it, it's still whole. Then it's hadama. If it breaks apart and it gets usually the cholent breaks apart. It's cooked long enough, it breaks apart. However, that's what's happening over here. If you cook it, if it's a whole grain. Like the Mishmar's lashon is shilachilcha mitchila v'galo nismachu klaliyo the abishul. So then you make hadama. Alchopanim and right. So that's without if you make soup, you throw some barley and just a little bit and there's like a lot of water and what they say with the barley is that it comes up every once in a while. Then you make. You don't make mezonos on the soup either, right? Hey, kemach afilu shachitin mevarach alav shahakol. I always make shahakol if a person eats flour, and if you toast the flour, whatever reason you're eating it, achaber nefashos veloshna nitchan dakdak veloshna nitchan ksas v'adayin yesh bo tam shachitim loshna kemach shalklayos. Even if you roast it, it doesn't make a difference. It's shahakol. Kemach shalecha bechamishes vini dagan shalko. Let's say you took kemach and bishlu harbe and you cooked it. Ve'iru b'mayim v'shar mashkim imaya ave kadeshi roi achila l'also. If it comes out, it turns into some sort of pirush itzlomos l'mepe. It turns into some sort of mush or dice, some sort of porridge or something. You make mezonos, even though it's not the derek to do that, you still make mezonos. But if it turns into like a very thin liquid, because that's not the ikur here for shtia. It's like by a beer that you put it like that you put something in and it's ikur for shtia. So then you go ahead and you make shahakol.
Pearl
barley. Listen. Sometimes in the stores they sell regular barley. They're like, why? But
I happen to only use whole barley.
Right.
But in this scenario, you would go with the masala that people use pearl, and you just go ahead and make mezonos.
Yeah, just make mezonos on something else, though.
You were also saying that most of the time when you throw barley in a chomp, it doesn't stay whole. That's what I thought you were saying.
I don't know if it's serious. I can't say the mitzvahs, but if afterward, if you put whole grain in it,
it really depends on how the cholent cooks.
It really depends on the mitzvahs. I can't say I'm not I can't really cholent every.
I make cholent where you monitor the barley. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, has almost the exact same recipe as me, but her Shomer, just the way it cooks, the barley comes apart.
So. Right. Okay. So that's
in that case, the barley is endosomes, or you also make on the thing.
Oh, so that's on the that's a separate issue with the Chayodim, which the Chayodim says that there's big choshev pieces. A whole, like a big piece of potato, a big piece of meat, and if not, you make adama on the potato, you make shahakal on the meat. Could be on the meat anyway, you make shahakal there because it's also choshev. It's also, the ver choshev doesn't become tafel. If it's, if you don't have that, everything is just a basic, you know, mix, you know, and then little shreds of meat and everything together, even if it's a lot of meat. So then if not, you just make a mazonis on it. Like how he says, "Pirush Oichel as a Orez," someone who eats rice, "Varchal Borei Apir Adama," "Varchal Nefasha." So if you just like have raw rice, that's where getting us into shilas of the puffed rice and the rice cakes. We'll talk about it in a minute. "Vim Bishlu Gal Ach Nismayek." If you go ahead and you cook rice until it gets soft, "O Shetachna Va'Asu Menu Pas." You took rice flour and you made some sort of bread out of it. "Varchal Borei Nizanos." Because rice is a certain grain, Gora says that it's a little bit of a suffix exactly. It is zan, and so it's chashu, you make mazonos, but it's not alamichia, whatever, so therefore it's the only thing you make brain nefashos afterwards, because birchas hamazon is only on, or min shalosh, which is main birchas hamazon is only on chamesh haminim. But who? But if you go and put rice into something else, for example, cholent, instead of putting barley, put rice in. It doesn't have the din of kol sheyeshbo of mezonos, but it's not as choshev. Shaila with the rice cakes is, first of all, with Rice Krispies and things, you know, whatever, is that considered mezushal or not? So that, you know, that's a discussion. The thing with rice cakes, it is hakamacholkis throughout the poskim. Some say mezonos, some say hadama. Some say it's mezonos because when you puff it up, it sticks together, so that turns into mezonos. Other people say no, it's chlor hadama. You have to go through the poskim and see which, you know, with either one person, but even mazonos, because you have the din of bring down the mazonos to yotzi with everything. So you know, in this case, either bracha you follow yotzi. You have to go through the poskin and see which, you know, it's hard. I can't be machria about which is the.
It's interesting to note whenever it's swallowed, the manufacturer rice cakes that have meat as a binding.
Some do, not all of them.
I've never seen it in America, but
you just go ahead and right, but not all of them. Fine. I'll pass Daichan u Feliza. Oh, so also you can ask a Shaila here about sushi. Because is rice considered the rover or not? Because rice is not kol sheyeshbo. So would rice be considered the ikur? Or it's just the same thing as any other tarovis. You know, Israel is, I don't know. It does get a little bit complicated because, you know, obviously if you have just a little bit of rice and a lot of fish, then the fish is the ikur. But if it's, you know, if it's a bit the opposite, depends on where you go. You know, it really depends on rover, or the regular time rovers. You don't say kol sheyeshbo. Well, there's rice, so that automatically it's the ikur. It really depends. If it's mostly rice and a little bit of stuff, then you make mazonos on it. If it's, you know, if it's somewhere in the middle, then it could be you should try to potter it with something else. Ches al pas doichan u felizo shashar mine kitnias. Doichan, this is millet, which I don't really know what it is because I've never bought it. But rav shehafa rabbi nefashos chayoyis etavshu bishar mine kitnias. You make a pea soup or something. If they stay whole and they're the same or better, or they're better. Right? Peas you can eat raw and they're actually, you know, decent, but they, you know, but alkapanim they're tov mevushalin and so then you make hadama. But even nismachu lagamre, you make pea soup and they dissolve completely. Or you went ahead and you put something in which is more garua, cook, but you, I guess you put it in a soup to add flavor or some more thickness, you know, whatever. Verach shahakol, then you make shahakol because it's not like we have by jam or by different things. It's not, the tzur is not kaim anymore. So therefore you make a shahakol. Right, split piece. Right, I'm saying if you lead to, you use, yeah, that.
Well, split piece. If I thought was still hadama, because if you don't, it's kind of liquidy. The pieces are still.
Yeah, it's very, the mamashas of split piece soup is a lot. So it's, the mamashas is still there. You can tell it's pea soup. So I don't know. I have to look it up. I think Dravinik is to make Aldama because it's so thick.
Yeah, but so the
Nishar Rishlan is not Aldama? I'm not talking about you make, also if you make a lot of beans and you blend it, I think it's also Aldama, but I talk about over here
That's
the barley has to do with because whether it's mezonos or not, and whether because the grain, the chashivas of mezonos by the grains is not if it's whole, if it's broken up, then it gets chashivas by regular beans and thing by beans. So if beans is just it sort of depends. If you put beans into some sort of soup or something into a cholent, if it's a bean chon, you make hadama. But if it's a smachul legamer, if the whole thing is beans, I'm not sure. If it's a smachul, but usually beans don't fall apart. But if you cook them so long that they, like you have the Mexican refried beans or something like that, so that would be shahakul, because you can't really tell what, it's smachul legamer, you can't really tell what it is. Soybeans, you make shahakul, you like tofu, that's the smachul legamer, you make shahakul.
I was always, look, certain beans, like lentil soup, hadama. Russian barley soup, again, hadama.
Mazonas, that's mazonas. That's barley mazonas.
But look, most beans, categories like that, I was told was most bean soup are hadama. Most, soups like barley and other stuff. It's like mezonot-ish, depending on how well it's cooked.
Depends on how well it's cooked. Depends on much water there is. A lot of it depends on the recipe. When it comes to beans, if it's cooked long enough, I have refried beans that they're mashed and then re-cooked, whatever. So that you would make a shahakol on pashtas. But when you have most beans, if it's a smachul legamri, meaning it just completely breaks apart. The split pea soup, I don't know. That is a good question. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I don't know.
Tomato soup, I know that some people have said it's shahakol because of the fact that it's transformed into from when you cook it very well, it's transformed into a paste. And we rule that the ketchup is shahakol, right?
Well, ketchup shahakol is also because it's rove sugar and the other stuff and not tomatoes. but tomato paste would be shahakol also because even though it's tomato paste, but it's a smachul legamri, it's completely a tomato soup. That's also a shtia, tomato juice. These things are they're completely dissolved. They're completely and they turn into blended or whatever. Erev kemach dochan shar mine kidneys in kemach shachavish tamina. Let's say you mix. Yeah, all these things, you go into a health food store, they have all these different types of flowers and stuff and whatever. You mix it together with and then you cooked it because then the dogon becomes the ikur, even if it's not rov. But if you make some sort of bean flour spelt bread, whatever you want to say, because it's still the chemeshus aminim becomes the ikur and then turns into actual bread. But also kemach by chemeshus aminim is yoichom imenu kazai is dagon. But the thing is that we're talking about bracha achrona over here. You say birchas amazon only if there's even though we say a mute of the chemeshus aminim, you make mazonos or you make hamotzi in this case, but it has to be a kazayis kedelchias pras of of the actual dog and I get a shear to go ahead and make a birchas hamazon. Aval im ein bo ze ashir mechamishas aminim ein birchas of birchas hamazon. You can't make birchas hamazon. Ela betchilu bevar hamoitzi himishish bo tam dagon aval bishe ein bo kazayis elchias pras uvasov al hamechia, because it's not a choshev to go ahead and to get a birchas hamazon because you don't eat enough of the chemishas aminim in the time allotted, in the shir in time allotted, which is 2 to 9 minutes or whatever.
How are you making an alamitha if it doesn't have
a kazayis? It's still a this is very, it's funny, it transforms the whole thing into a mazonos, so it's alamichia, but you can't make birchas hamazon because it's not
alamitha doesn't need a kazayis of the thing that is machayav al mitzvah, but I won't see that.
Right. So, like for instance, the Aruch Shulchan says the pasul v'kisnin. He understands all the pasul v'kisnin is that you don't have a kazayis of flour kli achias pras because it's full of other stuff. That's how he learns the whole sugya over there. So v'imbishlu v'kadeira b'varach til b'rim zonos acharav reina fashais, because then it's because it's a tam dagon, but it's not. But however, when it comes to Baruch HaKrona, it's the other things are rov, and you don't call, but Kol Sheish was only in the Baruch HaRishona, not in the Baruch HaKrona to the certain extent. Baruch HaAchas v'inshallah shal peiris d'chutz al-aretz. Now this is a thing about that you asked about yesterday. That Baruch HaAchas v'inshallah shal peiris d'chutz al-aretz chayisem al-aretz al-peiris. Peiris chutz al-aretz yisei al-aretz al-peiris. V'aretz yisei chayisem al-aretz al-peiris seha. Even if it's you're in chutzaretz, you say al peiroseha, and who are doing? We say with yain. Also, the next halacha, rachem in shalosh deyayin, ain't a chutzar al gafin al peir gefin. Ella, al haaretz al peir gefin, or a kaner to sell you say al peir gafna, al haaretz the al ha peiros. you combine them together, you have to say you finish all your priya gefen, you say al haaretz al priya gefen.
How do we pass
in
the
Lamaisa?
We do this.
You
don't mention
al haaretz. No, you say al haaretz. The difference is you put al haaretz. We say al haaretz al priya gefen. Right, exactly. Yeah. But in main shalosh, you do maskir Shabbos yom tov and Rosh Chodesh, but lo b'chanukah and Purim. There's no al nisim or anything. V'im achal peiros v'shiva minim achal minim mezonos v'shasa yayin. So you did all three. Yichlu al kol b'vracha achas. V'yaktiv hamichya. First you say al hamichya achal chagefen v'al gefen achal chayitz. V'yam al hamichya al kol kol v'al gefen v'al piyah gefen v'al eitz v'al piyah eitz. Chayitzim al haaretz. Al Michiel of Yagefen va'al ha Paris. Im achal Paris v'shiva saminim v'achal tapuchim. Let's say you ate grapes and you ate apples. Ein tarach levarach al tapuchim bori nefashos. Shigam heim b'chal birchas al ha'etz. You don't have to say bori nefashos. So it's nichal al ha'etz. Shigam heim pri ha'etz heim. It fits in. Aval im achal tapuchim v'shasa yayin tarach levarach bori nefashos al tapuchim, because tapuchim are not yain. If chol shekinim achol basar pri adama v'shasa yain achol meshivas aminim shetarach levarach achol achas v'achas v'adinim achol basar v'dagim v'achol mechamishas aminim v'birchas ala michia poteris es al basar v'dagim. If you say it's also michia, it doesn't make a difference. Ala michia is only going on mechamishas aminim. Yudal shasa yain v'erach bor pri agafim v'achol anavim. He drank wine and then he ate grapes. Tzarech levarach alem bor pri ha'etz. You don't just say al gefen, it doesn't cover grapes. Because it's not al gefen, it's really only on wine, it's not on grapes. In b'diyeve berach al anavim bor pri gefen or achreim al gefen yotza. However, since it is nichlal, so yeah, I mean, if you went ahead and you made al gefen, you have to make also al ha'etz. We have to mask your al ha'etz for the grapes. However, if you forgot and you only saw al ha'gefen, then l'chor you don't have to make another bracha achrona. Shasa yayin umayim Don't make a brain of fashas on the water. Shabrikasayim potarta pastures everything. So too the wine will potter any, and a person drinks a couple cups of wine and then drinks some coke and some juice or whatever, it's all potter in the bracha chorone. It makes it this is your potter you from bracha. Birchas shalosh she'eino poteres mein shalosh. Birchas hamazon doesn't pater ala michya. Im achal daisa, ein birchas hamazon partato. If you eat oatmeal or whatever, then birchas hamazon doesn't pater it. If you make birchas hamazon on it, you eat the oatmeal and make birchas hamazon on it. If it's tachas suda, obviously it does. Aval b'yayin, birchas shalosh partato. If you benched on wine, it does pater it. Im birchal yayin birchas hamazon kom al gefen yatsa. What about you made a mistake, whatever it was? Huadin im birchal tamar im birchas hamazon machmal ha'etz yatsa, because it is amazing. Chazal say, feel lo amar ela birchas hazan. If you just you realize, then your yotze ben al yayin ben al tamarim, your yotze yatsa. In nizkar ashlo chasam birchas hazan. But if you remember in the middle of the bracha, yaschil anywhere in Birchas Hazan, you just continue with Mein Shalosh and finish it that way. Lo yichlol al safek shum tosefes b'Birchas Mein Shalosh v'she'ino moisif shem amalchos v'she'ino shoshosu mashker shesavik in Birchas al hagefen v'ir nefashos. It's a little bit spoiled, you don't know. Lo yichlol davar shebirchas v'ir nefashos rabbis. Don't go ahead and start trying to add extra brachas. You have to say al gefen. Don't try to say, well, I'll do a bit of fashas and I'll do pears. It's not going to work. If you want to drink regular wine, that's great. Take a cup of wine. But al kofanim, don't go ahead and just try to pop it with Brenda Fashas and Allah Geffen. Start one more halacha here. And then it tells Lacha Chosha Sheikhar Oshomayim. This is if you made a mistake. Chosafu Amar Brochot Hashem Kimon Al Chayilam Adas Lomer Shehakol. You adas at the beginning of the bracha to say Shehakol. Vatav Amar Brei Pia Geffen. You made a mistake. Eimach Zirin also. That the first shita holds that's chal because when you started the bracha, you're dasked to finish with shahakol, and you said the wrong thing. You're still yoytziv. But if you made a mistake and you thought this was wine, I had a baisa once. I was in yeshiva and someone had put in a grape juice bottle, had put grape flavored petal, they put it in the fridge. So it came the time for Abdallah, someone took it out and made, and they poured it in their cup and they made Abdallah on it. It was only afterwards, it was like an hour later, they thought that it was grape petal. we got to call everyone back to make Abdallah again. I don't know, that's what happened. So then, Pasach Baruch Hashem Atein Lekein Lecho Olam Adas Loimar Bor Pri HaGofen. That if you had dasted Bor Pri HaGofen, V'nizka Shusheicha Omayim Yisim Shehakol Yotza, because it was completely a mistake. Hagav Kol Shkein Yohaya Biyadu Yai Nesav Shumayim U'Pasach Adaita Loma Shehakol V'nizkar V'Baruch Bor Pri HaGofen Yotza Shereik Af Yisim Shehakol Yotza, since the Baruch will cover it anyway. So the first part doesn't vavatul the second part. Okay, so then we'll stop here.
So yes. What's the scenario?